Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Hey, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. You are listening to episode number 57. Thanks for coming and spending some time with me today. I love to think about us just sitting together, having a cup of coffee, inviting a guest over to the table to chat. Like, that's what this feels like for me. It feels very intimate. And the fact that you subscribe to the podcast, that you download the episodes, that you click play, or that you're coming to the website and click and play, like that intentional decision to spend a little time with me, it's a warm, wonderful feeling, especially in 2020, when I don't get to sit down and actually have coffee with very many people. I love imagining that we're doing that right now. Oh, my guest this week is a new friend, one of the co-authors on the Get Past Your Shit book project, Nadine Rodriguez. This is as much an opportunity for me to get to know Nadine better as it is for you. So let's go. Hey, everybody. Welcome back with Kelly. I'm joined now by my guest, Nadine Rodriguez. Hi, Nadine.
Hey.
So excited to talk with you.
Same here.
Nadine, your website is evolvewithnadine.com. For my listeners who are meeting you for the very first time, what do you want them to know about you?
So I help out women just get out of their own mind and just go after their dreams. I want them to know that I can help them get there. I can help them get out of their own mind so that they can just be like, all right, I'm ready to live this dream life.
And why do you want to do this kind of work? What motivates you?
So what motivates me is I struggled really bad with not going after my dreams and just having a ton of toxic beliefs. And once I got them out of the way and I'm going after and pursuing my purpose in life, I feel like everyone needs to pursue their purpose, and everyone has greatness inside of them and they just need to let it shine. So I want to bring the light out of everyone.
The funny thing about toxicity is that we often tolerate it for a long time.
Oh yeah.
Like you can be like absorbing toxic food or drinks or information and thoughts for a while and think, this isn't hurting me, it's not a problem, till it builds up.
Yeah.
And starts to give you symptoms. So what would be an example of a symptom a woman might be experiencing that would make her seek you out?
Feeling stuck, feeling like you know that there's more to you, that you might be in a place, they might be in a place where they're just like, this is it, this is my life. or they might have an active dream that they want to go after, but something in their mind is just telling them, no way, there's no way I can ever go after that. There's just no way. That's just a dream and I'll just leave it there. And I want to be like, no, we can make this a reality. Let's do it.
That sounds amazing. And I've been blessed to work with a really great life coach. Do you think of yourself as a life coach? Is that a phrase you use?
I don't. I use a mindset coach. I'm also a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner. I don't really use those terms because they're more like tools in, you know, they're just tools that I use, but I consider myself more of a mindset coach.
Yeah. When somebody comes to you and they're feeling good and truly stuck, like, is it just a matter of having like one really great atta girl conversation? she asks ridiculously.
Yeah. We do a few sessions sometimes. So pretty much people are usually just in their own box and they don't really ever see a solution outside of it. So sometimes the solution is, you know, one conversation is I just took them out of the box and they're like, oh my God, this, okay, we can do this. But I just feel like a few more sessions, because I like to really get, I like to dig in deep, work on some limiting beliefs. Let's just clear out all the baggage. Let's release, you know, fear, sadness, anything that's just in you. Let's just let it go and just really, you know, let the past go and let's move on forward. So a few sessions is, we'll do that.
Awesome. So you're one of my co-authors on the Get Past Your Shit book project.
I love the name.
But I do, the beginning of every one of these episodes, I do a little ears warning check, because I don't typically curse a lot on the podcast, but I'm going to say shit like 50 times. So we're safe in saying it. You didn't know it was going to be called Get Past Your Shit, did you? Or did you listen to my full webinar where I talked about getting past your shit?
I think I didn't know if that was the official name. I knew it was just, that was like the theme of it. So I didn't know that was going to be the name of the book.
What made you want to be part of the book project?
Because I had to get past my own shit to start living life, to see any type of success in my life. And I felt like I had a story that I never really shared at all. And I think it was just, you know, your email just saying your story can help somebody else. And I just figured, let me see if I can inspire somebody. And I wanted to be a part of that.
I have been sticking to a pretty firm no spoilers rule in doing these interviews. So we're not going to get into anything terribly specific, but I do love how you open up your story, talking about how you moved through life. When people asked you how you were doing, you would always say, great, just great. When in reality, you weren't great. Why do you think people do that? Like, give the pat answer and move on.
Because they don't want to talk about it. They want to just, oh, it's great. Everything is great. Let's move on. I never wanted to talk about it. So I gave the illusion that I was great. And I would just flip it and talk to you. How is everything going with you? Tell me all about you. I never wanted to ever talk about me. So, and it was for two reasons. One, I didn't want to talk about it. And two, I didn't even want to address it because then I would have to deal with it.
Yeah. So your story, you know, shares your experiences about getting to the point where you were willing to be real, to face and deal with the things that you weren't happy with and begin to create a life that you're excited to live. Like, this is exactly what I wanted. I so appreciate the variety of the stories that are in the book, and I could never have planned it. Like, if I sat down and made a little checklist of all the shit that people go through and said, well, I need an alcoholic and I need a gay person and I need someone who tried to kill themselves and I need somebody who ran away. Like, if I made a checklist, I could never have made a complete checklist.
Right.
And if I went looking to try to fill those, to check those boxes off, I would have made myself crazy. But the right people just showed up, and the most amazing, as I was reading the stories, I was just like, wow, I can't believe the beautiful variety. There's not a person who's going to read this that isn't going to find something to feel like, oh my gosh, that's just like me. Or, man, I may not be going through the exact same situation, but I felt the same way. And if she can get to the point where she's willing to write about her story, I bet you I could too. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I love it too, because I think women are just like, there's no way. Yeah, that happened to her, but that'll never happen to me. And the variety of stories in this, it's just like, look at, we all got through it. We all got through it. So you can too.
You said, just reading a little blurb, when you love yourself fully, no story, problem, or other people can get in the way. You become so secure in yourself and your purpose that all other stuff becomes irrelevant. That's so good. So good.
So true, though.
You really. What was it like for you to work with Karen Crompton, our story coach?
Oh, she was awesome. Like, she was just, her editing and just her advice that she gave me was, it was great, because I would give her my drafts and I'm like, I'm probably sure this is garbage. So do your work. And she was just like, this, you know, this is not bad. You just had a few tweaks here, there. And I, you know, edited a bit, but like, it wasn't, she made me feel good about my writing. It was a great experience.
What would you love for this to create for others? Like, answer that question first. Like, what do you just really want to create for others?
I want to create inspiration in them so that they can really see if someone is stuck in their life or they have a problem that they're dealing with and they really feel like they can never get out of their situation. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. I want them to read this book and just be like, you know what? Okay. I don't see the light. I'm going to create my own light. And that's what I want to happen for this.
So the second part of that question is, what would you like this to create for you?
For me, I really loved this writing process, and I would really love to continue on writing, but it was also my first time sharing my story, and I feel like I wanted to have, I guess it created me be really vulnerable, and I want to be more open and vocal with the stuff that I went through, because that was just a little piece of it in that, you know, that little short story in there. And I just want to be an inspiration to women. So I want to create more of a, you know, I guess just to put myself out there more, just have that message out there.
It was originally, I wasn't sure if I didn't want to write a whole book myself and tell more stories and more about, you know, how I found growth and breakthrough. And then maybe do a collaboration on top of it. And in some ways I'm like, that's the right way to do it. Of course I should have a whole book. But when I started to write, I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't know if I had tried to do that, if it would have ever came to be. Because it, as emotional as it was to go back and tell a few stories, I can't imagine the effort it takes to like write a whole autobiography. And so I love this, like that I got to share the experience with all these other awesome ladies, all of us telling a few stories. And then,
Right.
yeah,
And
let's
yeah,
do
I know.
more.
Yeah, no, it was an awesome experience. And it was really something to actually have to go back and relive it, I guess, through the writing. It was kind of like, at least where I'm at now, as I was writing it, I'm like, wow, that stuff really happened. Like, I stayed in that situation for that long. Like, it's just crazy. And then, like, I really had to relive it because you're just going through all the detail, and it was just mind-blowing, really.
It's beautiful to think where I get excited about moments like that, where I look back and go, I don't even remember thinking that way. I don't know why I would have ever been that acquiescent and weak, you know, because today I just don't feel anything. I don't feel like I ever act that way. But what's it going to be like in another 20 years? What are we going to be looking back on about this version of us that we will have grown past and stretched through and created more of what we want in the in our life and in the world, and be like, wow, what was that Kelly thinking? Like we're all growing so much all the time.
Oh, I know. I mean, even just a year ago, I was just trying to, I'm just like, wow, I'm not even that person anymore. I don't even know what I was thinking a year ago. It's crazy. Just how we just keep growing.
Well, Nadine, thank you so much for being part of the book project.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for doing this. And I can't wait to read the book. I got my copy today. I can't wait to dive in this weekend. And I can't wait to meet all the other authors of the book. This is great for you to put this together.
Yeah, so go day is October 8th. I'm gonna when I come back from the break, I'm gonna remind my listeners where they can go get the book. So you guys stay tuned, but just reminding you where you can find Nadine is evolvewithnadine.com. She has a gift for you on her website. I'll link to in the show notes. So thanks again, Nadine.
Thank you, Kelly.
Welcome back. Kelly here, wrapping up episode number 57 of Love People and Make Money. I love making new friends. This book project opened doors for new friends. Are you one of them? Oh my gosh. Did you get your copy of the book yet? Go to getpastyourshit.com. Go over to Amazon. Pick it up. The Kindle is only $2.99. Come back. Drop your name and email in the box so that you can claim the Get Past Your Shit group coaching intensive. That's where we're going to get to spend awesome time together in November. And even if you listen to this later, go claim the self-study assets because it's going to be the next best thing to having been there live. I'm a firm believer in time-shifted community engagement. Like when you're listening to this, I recorded it at one time, you listened to it at another time, and yet we're together. Woo-woo. It's a woo-woo thought, but it's so true. Man, thank you for listening. I can't wait to visit with you in the next episode. Go love people and make money.